News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Kanye West and his wife Bianca Censori's naked stunt at the Grammys has reportedly cost the rapper a $20 million concert deal in Japan. And I'm joined now by Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist. Serena, this whole stunt from the get-go has so many layers to it. Tell us the latest twist in this tale.
So Kanye apparently was supposed to play two gigs at the Tokyo Dome in May, and investors were paying him $20 million to play at this. Now, none of it has been officially confirmed. It's just all sources saying at the moment. But sources are saying that the investors are disgusted, the Japanese public are disgusted, and they're threatening to pull out and not pay him to play, well, not get him to play there at all. I didn't know this, and again, it hasn't been confirmed. I've read a few sites and stuff where they've said that apparently Ye and Bianca have been living in Japan for the last year or so.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what Ye has been doing at all. What did you make of the stunt? Because I've seen the dress, and I'm sure you have too. You couldn't have missed it. It kind of overshadowed almost every other aspect of the Grammys, despite obviously neither of them being up for awards. The dress, first of all, it completely see-through. It's taken sort of revealing to a new level.
It's almost like the Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it? You didn't know it was a dress until if you look really closely at the bottom, you see
the hem. Yeah, you could just see a tiny hem.
Look, when they were walking the carpet, I thought it was really weird because she was fully dressed. And that's a really weird thing to say about somebody, but you're used to seeing Bianca wearing next to nothing when she's appearing with Ye, and she was wearing this black fur-like coat, walking the carpet, and then they stop to take the photos. And then all of a sudden you see the jacket start to drop and you're thinking, okay, it's just a bare back. And then she drops the whole thing and you see her full frontal. And a lip reader has actually – now, look, we all have to take this with a pinch of salt as well because it's a lip reader. We haven't heard it from them, but a lip reader saying that she read that – Ye was saying to Bianca, you know, make a scene, drop it behind you and then turn. And that's exactly what she did on the carpet.
Yeah. A lot of people saying that they are somewhat concerned by the seemingly controlling nature of the relationship between these two. In fact, a lot of people describing the perceived instructions that he was giving to her as kind of creepy and yes, controlling, that he was saying, like, you know, turn, drop it, all that kind of stuff. And she's just doing it there.
Yeah, because like when you look at her doing it, she doesn't look happy. She looks quite uncomfortable. And again, this is us just reading into what we think she's feeling. And that's part of the reason as well that the backers in Japan are wanting to drop this, because they're saying it's coercive control. But yet again, sources, no claimed sources, but sources are saying that Bianca is actually loving life right now and she fully embraced the moment. But that's not what it feels like when we see these things.
And in fairness,
happen.
They both looked utterly miserable. They didn't look like they were embracing any kind of a moment. And I've also seen things, and again, sources, so who knows, saying lots of people very concerned for her too. Look, I have no doubt, it's certainly grabbing headlines and attention, but I have no doubt we'll hear more about their marriage indeed as we go on. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Serena Bellissimo there, entertainment journalist. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.